The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're getting all fired up and excited because, hey, got a good show lined up for you this week. And next week is our live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois. Plenty of, you know, goodies, pastries. We're going to have lots of coffee. And there's all kinds of prizes and different things that we could all enjoy in the great outdoors. So remember that, okay? Can't pass that up. But also remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Chicago's app. Or you can go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and to get to hear all of the shows and everything that we got going on. So I'm very excited about that. And that way, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you're listening to our program. So sit back, lay back, and enjoy it. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest. This past week, boy, let me tell you, we went out fishing with Captain Tony. We did a few other things. We had a lot of fun. Once again, also getting all set up for the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on Westchester, 31st Wolf Road. So come on out. Make sure you're there. Well, let's talk about this week's show.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, we hope Captain Tony will be within range of a cell phone to call us in. He's out on Lake Michigan spanking some big salmon. Just spanking them. Oh, they are big ones. Oh, baby. Get them right under that pectoral fin. Give him a little peck, peck, peck. Oh, yeah. Okay, and then we're going to have him on, we hope. And then also we're going to have Jayette Bolinski. She's the communications director for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And she will be talking to us about the Illinois State Fair. That's right. This is such a cool thing because at the Illinois State Fair, they have Conservation World. And that is unbelievable. All the divisions, all the bosses, all the workers. You could get and talk to people, pick up all kinds of brochures, learn about what's right in our own backyard in the state of Illinois. Can't pass that one up at all. Then Steve Welch, my longtime friend. He's a guide for the Lake Shelbyville Guide Service down in Shelbyville, Illinois, on Lake Shelbyville. And he's going to come in and talk about the high numbers of crappies and white bass that they've been catching right now. And I mean, this guy is doing 100 fish a day. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's what he's filleting. You got to be there for it. Okay, then we will have more outdoor information, the Aiden Fishing Report, in the final segment of the show. But don't forget that live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs, 31st and Wolf Road, next Saturday. And we are going to have fun there, and you can't go wrong with that. Now, you never know who's going to call in. Oh, I can hear the telephone ringing. Let's see if it's our favorite charter captain somewhere on the big pond or sitting on the dock. Oh, Captain Tony.
Hey, how are you? The big pond, actually. We're a little bit more, we're back offshore. During the week, we came onshore a little bit, but we had a little north push here.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed everything back around and, you know, dumped it in the little deep water, go blue water fishing now.
That sounds good. Sounds good. How are the size of the fish?
We're starting to see some real big fish.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that. We were out there, I believe we were out there Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep, off the wire rod. It was smoked by a monster fish. Tell how big it was, but it was empty in that spool, and then it must have been a kink in the wire somewhere, and it just snapped.
I have not heard a wire reel scream like that in several years.
Yeah, it was a big boy. Yeah, definitely, probably somewhere down, you know, 300 yards into the spool somewhere, it
mm-hmm.
snapped. So, original wire shouldn't snap, but... hey, that's part of fishing, you know. You win some, you lose some. But, yeah, we're seeing still some big cohos, some beautiful rainbows, and some kings. Expecting more kings to show up right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mixed bag. It's fun. Big fish, a lot of meat.
Cohos got shoulder pads on them. The bows, the rainbows, the steelhead, they're jumping up high, doing a little tail flips. The kings are just big and ornery. We didn't see any lake trout, but they're probably hiding around somewhere.
Yeah, they're around. You know, you run into them once in a while. They're usually suspended this time of year. Again, flies and dodgers. You know, if you're looking for lake trout, break out the big paddle. But, again, I haven't seen too many on the bottom. Standard, you know, plastic dodgers, metal dodgers, flies, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mirage flies, green flies, you know, whatever you got, put them down there, see what's working. You know the old saying, start catching fish, don't leave the area, you
yep.
know.
Don't leave fish to find fish, right. Don't leave.
They might be on the off, they might have moved, you know, a couple hundred yards different way, you
mm-hmm.
know. They're bait. There's some big bait out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, stick to the area. Last resort, you can always bail somewhere. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Again, for the small boaters, I would suggest, you know, hitting that 100-foot range right off the bat, you know, maybe 120 working there. Then, you know, you got the opportunity to pull lines and rip and run in the fast little boats you got. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't rip and run that fast. So there's opportunities for them little guys. But, yeah, pound the water, catch a fish.
Sounds good. And really you're finding out earlier the better right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out there. I'm basically leaving the dock at 4:30. Early morning bite seems to be pretty good. Goes that big old bright light in the sky sometimes shuts it down for a little while. You know, cloudy days sometimes a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hit them all. You know, you can. You know, the early morning bite.
Okay. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, Tony, to set up a charter and get out there and catch some of them big boys and girls, what do they do?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741.
All right. Give me that number again.
847-366-0741.
And what do we all yell?
Grab the rod.
Grab the rod. Fish on. All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Watch the weather. Be careful out there.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on
on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there. Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My
name is Sam. This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Water wolf.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And hey, we're a little bit early on this, but you have to be a little bit early. I have a lady on the phone who's the, I'm not sure her exact title. I want to say Public Media Communications Director for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Jayette Bolinski. Correct, Jayette?
That's correct. That's correct.
But Jayette is going to talk to us about what has become one of my favorite places to go throughout the year, anywhere in Illinois. And it's simply called Conservation, what is it, 30 acres, I think, right?
30
shaded acres of the only grass in the state fair.
The shade becomes very important in the context of the Illinois State Fair.
Yes, it does.
Fairground.
And this is all next to the Conservation, Illinois Department of Natural Resources building, but it is 30 shaded acres of a place to relax and learn about everything you want with the Department of Natural Resources and activities and so much more. Isn't it, Jayette?
That's correct. The conservation world is really like a park at the fairgrounds. And it's in the northwest corner of the fairgrounds, so it's behind the DNR building and across from the sheep barns. Mm-hmm. And it features rolling hills. It has two ponds. It's really beautiful. And during the fair, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources hosts a variety of activities and exhibits in Conservation World. So hands-on outdoor activities, shows, demonstrations, learning opportunities, games, music, food, you could spend the entire fair in Conservation World if you wanted to.
Yeah, I do that because I go to the Conservation World, do all of that. I have to save myself for a pork chop sandwich from the Illinois pork producers.
That's right.
And then I go get myself some ice cream from the dairy barn, and then I have to go visit the wine booth, but that's another subject.
And we do encourage that. There's plenty for everyone at the Illinois State Fair.
And, you know, the State Fair has the rides and the carnivals and the games. Yes, it has all that, but what I want to tell you about is what I got so excited about the Illinois State Fair, and that's Conservation World. I mean, as you walk towards it, there's this big, you know, entranceway, and the Illinois Conservation Foundation is right there where you can, you know, buy your pins and stuff like that, and you get into a $500 Shields raffle, which is a nice thing. But once again, every division is there, isn't it?
It is. We have pretty much every department at DNR is represented, and our staff works for months and months to plan and organize all of the tents and the activities that we offer in Conservation World. It's really a labor of love for the team here. And this year we've been meeting regularly throughout the year for planning, and we really do have some exciting new additions to Conservation this world, in addition to all the old favorites that people are used to seeing and, mm-hmm. and love about Conservation World.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, she mentioned it. Jay mentioned, you know, you walk on this pathway, and there's these things called benches. You could sit on them.
That's right.
And go, under a shade tree. This is good, you know? And then,
it's a good place to take a break, yeah, for sure.
But there's food there. But, you know, once you go to the fisheries division, and they have all of the different gear that they use to capture fish throughout Illinois, the different nets, the different things, and they have brochures. And they also have the fish there. You can see tanks with all kinds of little bitty fish and some big fish that are all there. And people, this is the... Jayette, this is the number one thing in Conservation World. You could look at somebody and say, I have a question. And it could be the director of that division.
That's right. We have all kinds of experts that are out there staffing these tents and making themselves available to talk to the people that rely on DNR for information and insight into conservation in Illinois.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Then, you know, if you want to, you go over to the law enforcement booth where the conservation officers are, and there's usually three or four of them there, and mm-hmm. they must have a good budget because they got lots of free stuff to kids to give the kids.
We do our best. We try to offer everyone, that's what everyone loves about the fair, right? That's one of the many things that people love about the fairs, the giveaways and the takeaways.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you do that there at the police thing. Then if you walk a little bit further down, in the past they have a butterfly area mm-hmm. where people can, you know, get close to monarch butterflies, which is another super thing. Are you still going to have the big canoe there this year?
The Voyager canoe is returning this year. It'll be available on weekends.
Okay.
And that's a very popular attraction at conservation as well.
Mm-hmm.
The back to the conservation police.
Mm-hmm.
This year and last year they started this. We have a dunk tank, so kids can dunk a conservation police officer, dunk a CPO in ice cold water during the fair, and it's super fun. The kids have a good time with that too.
Is there an age restriction on that one? Because I want to get in on it.
Absolutely not. It's available to everyone.
I want to get into that one.
And then the aquarium that you were talking about, that's a 2,800-gallon aquarium that we fill with native fish from throughout Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things that are there to see, touch. Usually you can get homemade, I'm not sure what you want to call it, but I would call it homemade root beer and some kettle corn. And, you know, it's eating your way through the fair with Chauncey, you know. But it's just, there is so many different things. And this is in the 30 acres of shade and grass. And let me tell you, you wouldn't believe how many people don't know about it that do come to the fair.
That's true. And we are excited this year that the state fair is bringing back the trams that they had had prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Those trams are returning this year for the first time in several years, and that's going to be make a big difference for us in Conservation World. Conservation World is, I mean, it's interesting how many people do find their way there, but it can be a trek from the main gate, from the midways, and if you're a family and you have kids in tow, it can be a long journey to get there. So the trams are going to be key for us, and they'll drop off at the main gate, and they'll pick up throughout the day, and it's going to be great. We're excited about that.
So I don't have to walk all the way from one end of the fair to the other?
You'll be able to hop on the tram.
Hey, I like this even more now.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for fairgoers to get over the conservation.
You know,
we still have thousands of visitors that come through, people that have made Conservation World a tradition for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
They have been walking over there and enjoying Conservation World, but the tram does help a lot.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a city kid, you know, I grew up behind the Chicago Stockyards, so I knew what, you know, the animals and stuff were because it was down the street. But if you're a city kid who's never seen the other animals, you know, the goats, the pygmy goats and stuff are right outside the Conservation World, and it's so much fun to watch them because they're looking at this little bitty goat that thinks he weighs 600 pounds, you know? And
that's right. That's right. You really make your way through various barns between the main street of the fairgrounds over to Conservation World. You could knit your way through a bunch of barns to get there and really have a good time on your way to Conservation.
Oh, God, yes. And, I mean, you can, there's music every night throughout the fair. So I'm not just saying show up for Conservation World and leave, because I would like you to be there all day. But, you know, you need to go on to the statefair.illinois.gov. Let me repeat that, statefair.illinois.gov, because they have special days. Like there's a Veterans Day for pricing. There's a Boy Scout Day. Scouting Day. And, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you need to go on to there to see for discounted and even to the point of being free, you know, to get into the fair. But you've got to check it on the state fair. Don't just take Chauncey's opinion on this. But it's just another way to get out and enjoy and be part of the Illinois State Fair, but really to enjoy Conservation World. And I cannot tell you how many times I've gone and how many times I absolutely love La Chayette. It is just a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet. And then you can see someone walk up to the director and say, "Madam Director, can I ask you a question?" And she'll say, "Sure. Let's sit down and talk." I mean,
right.
I just, you don't see this anyplace else.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, we have some new features this year too.
Okay, what are they?
That our staff will be out there, and that the director is very excited about and had a hand in organizing. We will have a tent dedicated to climate action, and so fairgoers will be able to find out more about what they can do to live more sustainably at home. And so, for example, they'll be able to tour an ID&R electric vehicle. They can explore display of solar panels and LED light bulbs to learn more about those things. Kids will be able to create slime in quotes, from compostable packing peanuts, which is going to be a super fun activity. There'll be a rain barrel display, exhibit of native plants and root sizes, so people can really see the difference what the native plants can make in your yard in terms of water and runoff and things. So lots of fun and informative things to do in that tent. We're also offering sensory hours this year for families who have family members that need a more calming environment and may have sensory processing sensitivities. So from 9 to 10 a.m. on Tuesday, August 13th, and again on Saturday, August 17th, we'll have those sensory hours where people can come in and everything will be, all the noise and sort of visual stimulus, it'll all be kind of dialed back some. And we're working with some autism groups locally to help us get that off the ground. We'll also have artwork from our Cicada Art Show in Conservation This World. Earlier this summer, your listeners probably remember that Illinois was the epicenter of the double brood cicada emergence. DNR decided to host an art contest to commemorate that.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up receiving about 350 entries to that art contest. So we'll have displays at Conservation World and in the First Lady's tent of the finalists from that art contest. We'll also have an eagle's nest photo opportunity for children in our Birds, Bugs, and Beyond tent.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Smokey Bear birthday party because Smokey Bear turns 80 years old on the second day of the fair. So we'll do a birthday celebration for him twice that day. And then also Kopi Tacos this year, in addition to, you were talking about the food, in addition to wood-fired pizza, barbecue, ice cream, shaved ice, all those things. But Kopi Tacos are going to be great. The Kopi will be prepared on a Blackstone grill. And then also we're going to have hunting seminars in the amphitheater.
Oh!
At Conservation World. So the Illinois Learn to Hunt program staff will conduct some interactive seminars. And those will be focused on the importance and the relevancy of hunting in terms of conservation and natural resources stewardship.
Well,
that's a fun addition, too.
I'm going to sit through some of them.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's interactive. They're going to focus a lot on turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey population ecosystem. So it'll be fun.
That's cool. And that's all this year, right?
Yeah. And that's in addition to all the things we were talking about, the fish aquarium, the children's fishing pond, the archery and the BB shooting ranges, the Voyager canoes, state parks, conservation police, the Paul Bunyan lumberjack show, all the things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic year for conservation.
Right. And as a matter of fact, I just found that information about free and discounted admission days. Sunday, August 11th, it's veterans and immediate families are in for free with proper ID. Monday the 12th, seniors and scouts with proper ID or uniform, Girl Scout, Boy Scouts, have the proper IDs and you get in for free. Tuesday, there's a $2 admission for seniors and adults, a good cheap night, good day rather. And Friday, August 16th is first responders and healthcare workers with proper ID. Very important group of people. So there is no reason, Jayette, that anybody shouldn't come down to the Illinois State Fair, and come on out and find me, because I'll be hiding somewhere in Conservation World.
I love it.
Okay.
You didn't even mention grandstand shows. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Oh, it does. That's why I said you have to go to the
fair.
statefair.illinois.gov. Grandstand shows, rodeo, car races, all kinds of stuff, and rides. Oh, my God, the rides are there. And many, many things for you all to enjoy at what I learned too late in life. I wish I would have known it when I was 20. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jayette, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, getting ready for the Illinois State Fair. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody,
Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we've got a fine gentleman, educator, fishing guide, and a few other things I can't even remember. Steve Welch from the Lake Shelbyville Guide Service, who literally is on the water pretty much every day he can be out there. Steve, how are you?
Pretty good, John. Pretty good.
Now, my friend, you've been doing pretty good on the crappie situation down there yet?
Yeah, they're still biting. They bite down this lake about all summer long.
Oh, so we're going to be good like this till September or so?
We'll be good like this until the second week of December.
Oh, my God. And we're just talking a little trip down Interstate 57, right?
Yeah.
I know. We got to.
People I had today were from Chicago.
What makes Shelbyville such a good crappie lake?
One, I think it's because it's a flood control lake, and it, whenever it floods and gets in the weeds, that we have tremendous shad spawns, and it's wide and deep and clear, and it's always just been a crappie factory, and not gigantic fish over two, although we have them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just full of eating 9.5 to 12-inch crappie.
Oh. And, you know, there's plenty of places to stay down there, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Everywhere. All kinds of places.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is just, a lot of times, and I can't remember what you told me. Do you use a lot of plastics or do you use minnows?
Right now, it's as plain and simple as can be. It's a slip bobber and a minnow.
Basic fishing, right?
Yep. I set the boat up beside a stump or a brush pile, or on this lake, we have artificial habitat, thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I set the boat up beside it, throw a buoy over there and say, there, you can fish by that buoy with your slip bobber and your minnow. Fish that 15 minutes, move to the next one.
That's what I love about you, Steve. It's like, you know where all the bodies are buried. Shelbyville.
Yeah, so to speak.
Hey, no, wait. We got 10 feet to the left, and there's another crib right there, and we'll get them there. Go 2 feet to the left, you know? And the people, when they come down there, some of them have been repeat customers, correct?
I've been doing this for 30 years.
Man.
Yeah, some of them I've had for almost the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them are, you know, new customers, and there's a little bit of an education process, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I go up there and do those shows in the winter, so I pick up new customers every year.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, the first time they ever been with me, so they said they'd be back. We saw a channel cat today pushing 20 pounds.
Whoa, on a crappie rig?
No, here's what I'm doing now, and this is what I like to do in the summer, is split the day, half crappie fishing, half white bass fishing. So my jig and spoon catches everything. I mean, last weekend, I had 6 walleye that were between 3 and 6 pounds fishing for white bass.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting channel cat every day.
Mm-hmm.
I cleaned 3 today between 5 and 15 pounds. And about, I don't know, I think I cleaned about 60 white bass and about 30, 40 crappie. I cleaned 100 fish today.
Wow.
And yesterday. And the day before. my hands are showing it.
Oh yeah, well, you know, yeah, they're gonna after that many. And you know, people are bringing home a plastic bag full of fish, and they're gonna be eating it, you know. Well, first of all, I would probably be done eating all the fish in about 2 weeks. But, you know, they'll eat it through the fall and winter, and then they're going to have to get that itch to get back down there.
Oh, yeah. You know, this lake is a phenomenal white bass lake.
When did that start up? I don't remember.
Oh, I've been doing that all my life, but I'm really the only guide on the lake to fish is for them, so nobody else wants to clean 100 fish a day.
But you,
I think the hotter the better.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And that's what I was curious. I go, you don't hear about the white bass fishing on Shelbyville, but if a lot of people,
I'm the only one.
Yeah. If you're the only one, and you know, that's all great fighting fish, great, you know,
good size to them, and then they taste good.
Oh, yeah, and we have no limit on them. My limit's 100.
That's all the hands will take, right?
That's all I can take. So I got a little trick. I got a jigging spoon that I took the treble off, and I put a live bait hook on it so it doesn't snag up as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we dress that treble with some tinsel, and then I go a foot above it, and I put a 32nd ounce white hair jig on there, and we flip that spoon out over that drop off about 30 feet, let it go to the bottom, and then pop it all the way back to you, and they'll hit it 10, 15 times before they get on it. I said, okay, now just hold it there. Why? Just hold it there. Oh, there's the second one. Yep, now reel them in, two at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
And some of them are pushing. The biologist told me in 2019, we had the biggest white bass spawn that we'd have in 20 years, and some of those fish are still alive. So those fish are 16, 17 inch, pushing 3 pounds. It's the biggest white bass I've ever seen.
I got to put my jaw back up, because when you said 3 pounds, my jaw hit the counter here. 3 pounds.
We've been putting stripers in the lake for 5 years, but no one's ever caught one.
Mm-hmm.
So the biologist is always asking me, you look at the tongue, you look at the tongue. I said, Jimmy, I'm telling you, they're white bass. They're the biggest white bass you ever seen, but they're white bass.
Wow.
And we get two of them. I'm using pretty stout bass fishing gear with 20-pound braid. And that's about all you can do to get two up in.
Wow. That's a lot of heft on your gear there, my friend.
It's real difficult to get them to put those poles down and go crappie fishing after that.
Yeah, I would have a hard time, too. And then if you get surprise catfish like that, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Chris.
Yeah. We probably had, this morning, we started at 7:15. By 8:15, we had like 75, and then a whole bunch of yellow bass we threw back, and two of the three big catfish. I said, yeah, that's pretty busy, boys. Let's go put those poles away and go catch some crappie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, one of the things, you know, everyone, we're talking with Steve Welch, Lake Shelbyville. He's a great guide down there. And, you know, one of the things that it's called the Lake Shelbyville Guide Service, as a matter of fact. But, I mean, this is some phenomenal action by a guide right in the center of Illinois. That's just a little bit, if you're living in northern Illinois, it's down 57. Western Illinois, you just shoot across on the expressway there, or you come up from southern Illinois on 57 also. I mean, this is some great fishing with plenty of stuff to do, plenty of stuff to see and enjoy when you're down there, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's the best largemouth lake in the world like it used to be, but it's a phenomenal crappie lake, a pretty good walleye lake, and a very good white bass lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so, too. Definitely on that one. Now, if somebody's going to come out with you, Steve, and I want them to call you, and as a matter of fact, can I give your phone number out if you don't mind?
That's fine.
Okay. Steve's phone number is, so everybody has it down there, is area code. Hold on. I got all my notes here. It's 217-840-1221. Let me repeat that, everybody. It's 217-840-1221. Now, when somebody comes out fishing with you, you know, when I go out with a guide, I would rather use all of your gear because you've got it set. You got the drag set. You got the leader set. You got the hook set. You've got everything set for that lake. But if somebody wants to bring their rod down, is that all right?
I really don't want them to.
Okay.
Because I've got my crappie poles are set up with 15-pound braid on a slip bobber rig on purpose because we snag so much brush.
Mm.
And crappie fishermen as a whole say, what? I use 4-pound test. No, not where I fish. We're in the woods.
That's right.
This ain't no weed line.
Mm-hmm. we're fishing where the big boys are.
Yeah, big boys in the wood.
Wow.
So, I mean, I got pretty nice equipment, so I've had that, you know, they've asked me a few times. I said, you know, you're never going to use it. Even you won't even use it for the white bass.
Mm-hmm.
Because these white bass, they're going to whoop that pole you bring.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you bring some, I'm using medium heavy bass fishing gear. So you can't, this isn't fighting in a panfish.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we got these gigantic buffalo carp that if you're fishing for white bass with that spoon, you're going to hook two or three of them a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they are 20 to 40 pounds. And they're a handful.
Yeah.
And that breaks your pole.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, just use Steve's stuff, everybody. It's going to be A, it's set up. B, it's easy to use. And C, he knows what he's doing down there and everything else. When somebody wants to set up and they call you, you could give them a couple of recommendations on, you know, where to stay and stuff down there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Rich and Mary that own Gregory's, but that puts you at the wrong end of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually send my people to the Gateway in Sullivan, which is literally 5 minutes from the ramp.
Yeah. And on your website, LakeShelbyvilleGuide.com, you've got information about accommodations, fishing reports, products,
yep.
Book a fishing trip, homepage, and all kinds of other stuff, which makes it, you know, easy for someone to do. And A, you're also in Illinois. You didn't have to get a new license, everybody.
Yep, that's right. And something since I retired from my other job is what I'm doing now. Is from the 15th of March to the 15th of April, and then the first 20 days in November, I'm guiding on Kentucky Lake.
Ooh.
So I got a lot of my customers that are going down there, and we all stay together at the same lodge, so mm-hmm. It's one big happy family.
I didn't know you were doing that on Kentucky Lake also.
I am. I've been doing that for two or three years now. Down at the Big Sandy down in near Paris, Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm down the south end.
Well, Steve, once again, I'm going to give that phone number if you don't mind. It's 217-840-1221. And it's LakeShelbyvilleGuide.com. That's the website. You can get all the information also. And give him a call and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. And get down there and have some fun catching a 100 of the white bass and a mess of crappie. Oh, I want to go. I want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we'll talk to you maybe in a few couple of months. See how you're doing down in Kentucky, okay?
I'm going down there November 1st.
All right. I'll keep that in mind, my friend.
Be there most of the month.
All right. Thanks much, Steve.
All right, we'll see you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And don't forget, next Saturday, August 3rd, Paul's Pizza and Hot Dog in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road. Cannot go wrong. It's our big live remote. Lots of stuff, lots of food, lots of coffee. Bring a folding chair so you have a seat. But we're going to have fun on the old Chauncey's Great Outdoors show. Let's get into the outdoor report. First of all, our Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Remember, 2025s are showing up, and there are some sweet ones there. Now let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by Waterworks Marine. Dad, Sis, and I went to the Grand Haven area, and we caught some Chinook salmon. Hey, you didn't tell me that one. I want pictures, kid, along with a few steelhead and coho salmon. In from 30 to 100 feet down in 60 to 120 feet of water. Green and orange spoons worked really well along with white flashers. I then went to Big Blue Lake and caught a good number of bluegill using a slip bobber that you showed me about 6 to 10 feet down were the best action with wax worms or leaf worms on whack'em and stack'em jigs. They liked it with a little meat on it this week, so that's what I gave them. Have fun this week. come on up, let's go bass fishing, and P.S., bring some lures. I got to pack his tackle box. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report, my grandson, is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, Northwest Indiana, the perch action, I'm calling it. My buddy DeCoub said he was out there fishing anywhere east of Portage and working some of the areas out there. 15 to 40 feet of water using baby golden roaches, fathead minnows, even some plastics, and that's where he was picking up some perch. He had heard salmon and a trout were out in 80 to 100 foot straight out of the port, the harbor, and it's still a little slow, but it will get better. In many areas like the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, Tampier Lake, it's been better early and later in the day. Midday, just go take a nap or go to lunch. I love some of the reports my buddies are giving me. The Tampier crappie are off the peninsula, and the bass are off the shoreline, the northern shoreline. Bussy Lake, off the deep weed beds, are picking up some largemouth bass. Also, some bullhead and catfish have been very hungry on that lake. The other of lakes in the Cook County Forest Preserves have been producing a lot of panfish for the younger anglers, but remember, keep all of your baits slow. Okay, that was from one of my reporters. His name is Joshua. Up on the chain of lakes, numerous reports about walleye activity anywhere there's current, but if you're fishing the current, you're also catching catfish. So if you're bouncing something on the bottom, don't be surprised if Mr. Whiskers shows up in your boat when you do that. Crappie are in a 6 to 12 foot of water as when it gets a little bit, you know, after 4 o'clock, get the baits up from being too deep. They want to be shallower, and that's where they're hanging out. That's why a slip bobber rig works really, really well. And those crappie, those current areas, still try with the crawlers, stink bait for walleye and catfish. That'll be some of your best options there. My river rat buddies on the Fox River said they're catching a lot of different fish because there's current, there's water, and they're doing pretty decent. They're using jigs with the extra large fathead minnow for some walleye activity at night is one of your better times to go. And a surface bait worked over the weeds has also been producing a number of largemouth bass and smallmouth bass in those areas. Delavan Lake, pike have been hot and then it's slowed down. Who knows what's going on there? Largemouth bass have been on the deep weed lines and keep that area open. Eileen reported that on Geneva Lake, the largemouth and smallmouth were hungry and she had a great time catching them. Oh, I can hear the flute, which means we've come to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with the Native American proverb. This one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. It says, seek wisdom, not knowledge. Knowledge is of the past, but wisdom is of the future. Seek wisdom, not knowledge. Knowledge is of the past, but wisdom is of the future. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you, Paul's, next week, everybody. Come on down.